Oregon's Native American students largely struggle to keep pace with their non-Indian peers. Graduation rates and attendance are low, while dropouts are high. In this month's segment for the series Native Voices of Oregon, KLCC's Brian Bull talks to Indian educators about the challenges their students face and what's being done to brighten their prospects. For disclosure's sake, some of reporter Brian Bull's family are involved in the Natives program.
Inside an old school building, a dozen children with safety goggles and chisels chip away at a large cedar log. It'll eventually become a totem pole. The project is part of the weekly Natives program through the 4J School District of Eugene. Joe Brainerd, an Apache Indian and mentor for Natives, says the pole will be given to Sheldon High School when done.
We want people to know that we respect the community, and we ask the community to respect also us by observing the pole and taking care of it.
Respect is a value emphasized with all Native students. Down the hall, another group of children practice drumming. Erica Moe, a Chippewa Indian from Wisconsin, says mutual respect hasn't always been easy to come by, like when Natives did an after-school presentation.
When we were drumming, this kid started like mocking us, and that wasn't very nice, and dancing around like an idiot, like trying to make fun of us. A lot of people didn't try to stop the guy, so then Joe Brainerd had to go over, and he still was bothering us.
Mo says textbook portrayals of Indian history are scant and dry. She's found more in-depth material through Natives, not to mention a sense of place. There are about 30 such programs in Oregon, federally funded through what's called the Native American Education Title VI program.
We want our children to find a community, to find their voice.
Brenda Brainerd is director of the program. A member of the Coos, Lur Umpqua, and Siosla Indians, she's familiar with the challenges facing marginalized communities.
They don't quite have enough food. They don't quite have good enough housing. They always have needs that aren't being met. And when they're stressing over food stamps being cut or losing their housing, it's hard to keep them engaged in school.
The rough math of economic hardship, racially indifferent or hostile environments, and lack of cultural connection adds up to some harsh numbers for Oregon's Native American students. Mona Halcomb is a member of the Umatilla tribe and an Indian education specialist with the State Department of Education, or ODE.
For community colleges, our Native American students graduated at a 36% rate compared to 46% of their peers. 39% of first-time college students that were American Indian Alaska Native earned a BA compared to 63% of their peers.
For high school, Oregon's Native students have a 59% graduation rate, compared to 74% statewide. That rate's actually up from 4 years ago. And Halcomb has this perspective.
I am happy every time an American Indian graduates, whether that's high school or college. I know that 59.1% is nothing to brag about, but I'm going to celebrate 59% because those are students who made it through a very difficult journey.
Another finding, in 2014, a third of Native students were chronically absent, compared to 19% of their peers. Halcomb says family advocates have helped families structure their kids' schedules with reinforcement through recognition. She says colorful brag tags celebrating a student's attendance have helped bring absenteeism down a few points. She recalls visiting a school and bumping into a success story.
This little fourth grader was running up to show his principal, "Look, I got November's tag," and he was all happy. And I had a parent come up to me. We gave a simple certificate that said, "Your child has improved attendance." And this parent had tears and said, "My child's never been recognized for anything."
April Campbell is the Indian Education Advisor for the ODE. She says the next big thing is Senate Bill 13. Signed into law by Governor Kate Brown last year, it will create an American Indian curriculum for the state's 4th, 8th, and 10th grades.
Although American Indians have rich histories, these people are often referred to in historical terms. So this is an opportunity to let all students know there are thriving American Indian tribes and tribal communities here in Oregon.
Oregon's 9 federally recognized tribes and the state are still collaborating on the curriculum for Senate Bill 13. Rollout's expected next summer. Campbell says another effort by the state, called the Educator Equity Committee, aims to increase teachers of color across Oregon.
Research shows that if students are taught by folks that look like them, that may have come from a similar culture and background as them, they're more likely to engage.
For Janaya Taylor, it's all good. A member of the Tallawah Yurok tribe, the 11th grader at North Eugene High School, says these efforts will improve Oregon's education system and let Native students feel a sense of belonging and pride.
Be proud of who you are. And I am Native first, or I am First Nation. And you should always say that because you were here first and you don't want other people to forget that. And it just makes me happy.
Brian Bull, KLCC News.